if you can't do that, you can do the honky ham bone. Doesn't have any rhythm and time. If you're really good at ham boning, which I'm not, you can do both. You can play the regular ham bone and the other ham bone, and keep the beat with this foot for this hand, and the beat for this hand with this foot. I can't get my hands and feet straight, and it'll sound like this. Thank you, music lovers. Papa bought us a brand new billy goat. Mom, she washed most every day and hung her clothes out on the line. That doggone goat, he'd come that way. When she pulled down Paul's red flannel shirt, you ought to hear them buttons snap. Paul got even with the son of a gun, went and tied him across the railroad track. Well, they tied him across the railroad track, and the train was coming at a powerful rate, and the goat coughed up that old red shirt and then flagged down that darn old train. Well, I went to the station and I bought me a ticket, and I went right in and I stopped right down. Stuck my ticket in the brim of my hat, and doggone wind blew it out on the ground. The conductor come along and said, "Give me your ticket." Well, I had to pay again or get left on the track. But I got even with the son of a gun. I bought a one-way ticket and I ain't coming back. I sold me an old fool, married me a widow, and the widow had a daughter, and her name was Maud. And Paul, being a widower, married a daughter, and now my daddy is my own son-in-law. Thank you. You may as well embarrass yourselves if I am willing to. I'm kind of out of breath. Okay, we did all of them we could get in that short amount of time. And thank you for asking for them. I hope some of you will come out in the morning for the gospel show. They say it'll be about our, I don't know, however many gospel shows you can do in 30 years. It's not a direct correlation between the number of years and the number of gospel shows, since some years had more than one gospel show, but there's a sliding scale of integral calculus that you can use. And the onlyest person in the whole world that could really figure it out is Trigger. Trigger, okay, I told this last night, and you that have heard it, just ignore it, like the people at the folk festival did. But I have to mention, when Roy Rogers had Trigger on Ed Sullivan, how many people can even remember? There's people here old enough for that, okay. Then you will know I'm telling the truth. Ed Sullivan. Came out, and here's Roy Rogers, pearl-handled revolvers. You youngsters, I'm not kidding. He was the king of the cowboys. And when I'm talking about youngsters, I'm talking about people, say, 55 or younger. He tucked his pants down into his cowboy boots because his boots were so beautiful, period. There's got to be something else. And he had the whitest hat. Like, if you've seen something that's really white, that ain't even the color of his hat. His hat was the color of goodness and truth and justice and the American way. Of course, Superman, he was stood for all that, too, and all he had was a red cape with a blue S on it. I remember one time he told this guy it was an alloy. He said, "Yeah, I got a blue ass and a black eye, too." And Ed Sullivan said to Roy Rogers, and I'm glad there's people saw this, I kid you not, Roy Rogers standing there with his horse Trigger, the most beautiful horse in the world, the longest lived horse in the world, lived to be 52 years old, the best trained horse in the world, beautiful flaxen mane and tail, silver conchoed saddle, the greatest tack in the world, and Ed Sullivan says, I'm not making this up, he says, what's that? And this was back before they ever scripted television. Roy Rogers said, like he's confused, well, that's my horse. Ed Sullivan said, what can he do? Roy Rogers says he can do math. Let's see him do some. Trigger, what's 2 + 2? Trigger, he don't think nothing. He stomps out the answer right now. And I ain't making this up. You remember those people raising their hand. Anybody catches me in a lie here, you just call me out. Because Ed Sullivan said, he said, well, of course he can probably add. There's a reason why they call it horse sense. But they wouldn't want to call it people sense if Ed Sullivan had to stand for it. Anyway, so he says, Roy says to Trigger, he says, Trigger, what's 12 minus 8? Trigger don't even think about it. He counts out the number right there. And Ed Sullivan says, well, I guess any horse could add and subtract. And Roy Rogers, getting mad, about to draw down on Ed Sullivan, turns to Trigger and he says, Trigger, what's 116 divided by 29? Trigger, he counts it right out. And Ed Sullivan done the same thing you're doing. 3 divided by 9. You guys are just a lot of fun. You guys deserve a hand, I swear you do.